A new city council and a new mayor take over at Honolulu Hale come January, and their plates will be full. Honolulu City Council Chair Ann Kobayashi highlighted the issues they'll need to tackle.
Our economy, you know, is not going to be great, and there'll be many people needing help, and there'll be the usual challenges that the city faces, you know, road repair, parks, and how are we going to pay for all of that? And then there's rail. There are going to be many challenges.
She says balancing city finances and its recovery efforts are tough enough. But the recent turmoil between the city and rail authority and increasing project costs adds to the difficult issues. Former State House Speaker Calvin Tsai won outright in his council primary and succeeds Kobayashi in representing Ala Moana, Kaimuki, and Manoa. He says he wants to hit the pause button on the $10 billion rail project.
Now that the mayor has decided not to go with the P3, I would like to see if there is a continuation of the FBI investigation, and then also finally trying to address the financial side. How much money did we generate, the state of Hawaii and the county of Oahu, on the TAT and also the GET?
Another former state legislator, Andrea Tupola, takes over Kim Pine's leeward Oahu seat. She also won in the primary. Like Tsai, Tupola wants to study the issues with rail and hopes to get some of her questions answered.
Were the decisions made at the ending of the current administration's period beneficial for the completion of this project, or were they detrimental? How then do we proceed with some of those decisions?
Outside of COVID-19, issues that plagued Oahu before the pandemic remain largely unresolved, like homelessness, infrastructure, and affordable housing. Tupola says one of her priorities is tackling the high cost of living.
The cost of living could be a plethora of issues, from the unemployment office being non-responsive to getting resources to businesses regarding the PPP loans. There's a lot of stress in the community that has to do with the cost of living.
Tsai says he wants to address homelessness, but he also wants to see infrastructure improvements.
Infrastructure plays a major part in the sustainability of our overall economy. I've got to ask the Board of Water Supply, I've got to ask the Department of Environmental Services the hard questions. Are we keeping up the pace in regards to the replacement of water lines and sewer lines that are breaking left and right?
The three council seats up for grabs span the island. Windward Oahu residents can choose between Esther Kia'aina and Greg Thielen to take over former Council Chair Ikaika Anderson's District 3 seat. In Ron Minor's District 9, former State Senator Will Aspero faces comedian Augie Tolba to represent Eva Beach, Mililani, and Waikele. And Radiant Cordero and Jacob Aki compete for Joey Manahan's District 7 seat, covering Aliamanu, Kalihi, and Mapunapuna. Whoever is chosen in these districts can expect to take on several persistent issues if they hope to find solutions next year. From Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Casey Harlow.